Welcome to Hutton Orbital Live. I'm Dick Chafing.
And I'm Rudolf Hucker.
And tonight we have a packed show with news, the Hot Pit Report, Flossie and her glorious community goals, Mr. Witherspoon and the latest from Gownet, and of course, maybe even a little bit of Hober.
First, the news, and here are the headlines.
Yep. Pilots Federation.
Pilots.
On you go, sir.
It's one of those days. Yes. Pilots Federation caves to strikes.
Virus attacks cause wibbly wobbly vision.
Giant sausage sales surge.
Corruption in the Federation strikes Hutton hard.
Alvin launches hunt for Earth-like worlds.
First tonight, pressure from the General Union for Fighters, known as GUF, and Turret Operators Support Society, or TOS, has paid off this week with a week of strikes leaving commanders everywhere bereft of Holomy buddies throughout known space. When the Pilots Federation announced that payouts for crews were barely going to cover wear and tear on the leather of their hollow couches and new bulbs for their projectors, plus snacks, crew members everywhere began refusing to work, deliberately taking on jobs and launching all heatsinks, chaff and shield cell banks in one go, and generally being a bit naughty. Their demands? More money. Their justification? Unclear. When did they want it? Now. What were they going to do in return? Pocket the extra money. What were they going to do if they didn't get their money? Deliberately sabotage ships they crewed. Now, Alvin doesn't approve of militant unions. He likes the soft negotiating kind that turn up with biscuits and hand them over in return for belly rubs. He does not negotiate with terrorists. Sorry, I misread that. With greedy capitalists. I think that's correct, isn't it? This is when I realize I have printed onto card and it's too thick to turn the pages.
I blame the greedy capitalists.
However, yeah, maybe I'm printing on very thick card now, not just your cheap paper. My multi-crew's been paying me out fine. However, the Pilots Federation is introducing a new rank system for payouts, paying them from their own very deep pockets, an additional bonus to any bounties and bonds earned in multi-crew ships, up to a maximum of 80% extra on each ship destroyed. This new payment system is being introduced over the next few weeks. In the meantime, pilots using multi-crew Hollow Me facilities are reminded to use low-power bulbs in their projectors. Put gaffer tape over the tears in your seat caused by your massive backside wearing a hole in it, and stick to cheap reconstituted potato substitute, instead of Commander Walker's patented authentic hand-baked space crispy crisps. Available for only 100 credits a bag at all good retailers. Easy for me to say.
For the last week, pilots everywhere have been struck by a mysterious computer virus aboard their ships that causes various symptoms, including wibbly-wobbly vision, jerky flight controls, delayed messages from other commanders, and "damn you bloody computer, will you just do as you're told now?" syndrome. Engineers and scientists are working tirelessly to identify the cause of this virus, but there are rumors it is related to the galactic matchmaking system that keeps pilots in touch with each other, and is exacerbated by the distance between you and your fellow pilots. Yes, anyone with friends out at Colonia is likely to be wibblier and wobblier than jelly on atmospheric re-entry. If you were struck with this virus, we recommend you quarantine yourself immediately and refuse to have anything to do with anyone as soon as possible for fear of becoming all jerky.
in a misunderstanding of giant proportions, sales of super spicy sausages surged this week as many people unaccustomed to paying attention to the detail of important messages read something by Senator Drew about someone called Salome going missing, promptly jumped to conclusions and grabbed the nearest sausage. People started panic buying these large pieces of pork, and their ships had begun resembling and smelling like parts of Germany at Oktoberfest. Like a New York deli. Like a sausage fest at Skiprat's house. We would like to reiterate that the forthcoming something going on has nothing to do with a shortage of sausage in the galaxy. And no, Mr. Skiprat, it has nothing to do with your salacious post about the lack of curvature on your Hollow Me flight suit crotch being solved by saucition. Sick.
Saucisson sec.
Saucisson. If you do it next to a French, I'd have a chance. Solved by saucisson sec.
Hutton systems have been thrown into turmoil again, as the corrupt federal forces, probably something to do with the EDF, have begun counting influence gained by one of their factions in our systems as a bonus for all factions, and submitting false data to the Galactic Records. We are sure that the EDF had something to do with it. Nocti is up in arms. Tune in to the Hot Pit Report in a minute for an up-to-date status on our latest war, the plummets in our influence, and what on earth, or off it, we're going to do about it. Don't panic much.
Our benevolent and oh-so-fluffy leader, Alvin, has announced that he wants any pilots not pew-pewing in Epsilon to go and hunt as many Earth-like worlds as they can within 20... Wow, what the hell did they put in our drinks tonight? Let's find as many Earth-like worlds as they can within 250 light-years of Hutton space. He fancies some new locations for walkies, and of course, as ever, he enjoys the cash that all the discoveries generate for our pilots, as well as the influence that it gives us. Routes have already been posted, but Hutton truckers, get bonging your doobry and honking your thing at everything you see. Some of it's gotta be worth scanning. Oh, and it looks like someone's managed to lose a decimal point somewhere. The payouts are enormous! 4.8 million for just one system. Quick, before someone rediscovers the point of exploring. That was the news.
This is Hutton, and next we have more.
We do indeed.
Ooh, well, we had to choose. Well, we've got a couple of things coming up. When do you want to insert our special new broadcast we were sent earlier? Do we want that before the next tune?
No, I think we'll save that for...
No, we don't. We'll save that for later. In which case, especially for Commander Noctivagus, we picked a song that epitomised what was happening day in, day out, week in, week out in our systems, with it going from war to boom to war to boom to war to boom and back again. So we picked the Boomerang song.
So don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a little while.